fashion designers continue to enhance the beauty of a woman's eyes with these colorful creations. The right color but wrong shape. Frames are designed for individual personalities, and what might suit one person is less becoming on another. This pair is right for shape, giving width to an oblong face, but the color does not suit her hair and complexion as much as the expert's choice. The optician selects an unswept spectacle frame that draws attention away from the jawline in a square-shaped face. But auburn hair and hazel eyes are too lovely an asset to be subdued by a bright frame. So he substitutes a frame of similar shape in a shade that blends with her coloring and her accessories. Apart from protecting and assisting eyesight, opticians are not content to make frames that blend. Their aim is to beautify some of the 11 million women who wear glasses.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I'm actually pretty excited for this week's episode. As a dog lover and as a crate digger, I cannot think of anything else that would make me happier than to tell a story on Nipper. And Nipper has a pretty cool origin story on how it ended up on RCA Records. And the image is of a terrier mix looking curiously into the horn of a gramophone. And it was originally painted in 1895 and initially was offered to Edison to use in advertisement. But it was rejected as a representative claim that dogs don't listen to phonographs. And the painting is titled His Master's Voice, and it has a pretty heartbreaking story. Nipper belonged to Mark Barode, who died in 1887, so Nipper went to live with a brother, who so happened to be a painter. Now, every time music was played on the gramophone, the canine sat intently, tilting its head from side to side. And the dog has also been known to burst with excitement when the brother found and played records of the dead brother's voice. And with that random trivia out of the way, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy, guys.
I know you found another girl, but children.
Dorothy Parker famously wrote, "Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses." And for a very long time, glasses were actually seen as an unattractive quality. Why? I'm not entirely quite sure. I guess having poor vision isn't all that cute. But in the 1930s, a woman by the name Altina Shenazi decided she had enough of boring and mousy round eyeglass frames. And these original frames were created so plainly and simply as to keep costs down and to easily make the lenses. So she decided to rethink what eyeglasses should be. She drew inspiration from masks that she saw in Venice, so these harlequin masks inspired the exaggerated frames soon to be called the harlequin glasses. And although these elegantly designed frames were much more stylish, she actually couldn't find an optician who would sell her frames, till she found a boutique in New York City. And so these frames wouldn't gain popularity till the 50s and 60s, where they were baptized with a new name, the cat eye frames. Celebrities such as Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn sported the cat eye. Even politicians such as Shirley Chisholm rocked the frames. And it was in the 1960s that the cat eye glasses get slightly reworked to cover majority of the face. And these larger frames were brought into popularity due to Audrey Hepburn's film Breakfast at Tiffany's, where she was seen wearing a pair of Oliver Goldsmith sunglasses named Manhattan. And so the cat eye sunglasses always kind of stayed in style. And that's just some random trivia that you can share on your next Zoom meeting. So enjoy the rest of the playlist.
See that guy all dressed in green, Aiko, psycho one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Dragon Ball Finale. Talking about him now. Him now. Psycho, psycho one day. Dragon Ball Finale. Dragon Ball Finale. Talking about him now. Him now. Psycho, psycho one day. Dragon Ball Finale. Dragon Ball Finale. Dragon Ball Finale.
Thank you.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this week's playlist and facts, and also enjoy the fact that I reminded you that it was Saturday. And I know I'm only a few episodes in, but I am just floored by the support and love from you guys, and I am just beyond grateful. Thank you so much. And I absolutely adore when I get messages about random trivia or music, so please don't stop that. I absolutely adore it. So till next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny. Stay safe, guys.